This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the DJV show, that stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland. Jen, Victoria, Kara, holding down
not
the floor.
Ireland.
Jennifer Horn, not in Ireland. No, we are stateside. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, holding down the fort with trending news. And this story, guys, has kind of captured, I think, the minds and hearts of a lot of people around the country. Timothy Pitson was trending in the past several days. And if you don't know that name, Timothy Pitson was last seen when he was 6 years old and his mother took him out of school early in 2011, just days before dying by suicide. When her body was found, Timothy Pitson's mother's body was found, Timothy Pitson was nowhere near her, nowhere to be found, no remains. There was a note that she left as part of her suicide note that said she was ending her own life. Timothy Pitson was safe, but that he would never be seen. No one would ever find him again, essentially. So authorities have constantly looked for him. The FBI out of Louisville, FBI out of Cincinnati, all the FBI agents really across the country were looking for Timothy Pitson for a long time, along with local law enforcement. And I think it could have been Wednesday of this past week. A man was seen walking through someone's yard, acting in kind of a strange way. And when he was approached, he said that he was Timothy Pitson. Well, of course, locally, that caused a huge media circus, law enforcement response in Kentucky. The FBI, however, has since announced that after DNA testing this person, they found that the guy claiming to be the missing child, Timothy Pitson, actually was not. That instead of being 14, which he should have been, he's actually 23 and fresh out of prison. This, of course, made everybody go, what are you doing? Why would you do this to a family that's already been through so much? What were the reasons? Are you crazy? Are you trying to manipulate the system? What's going on here? He turned out to be a 23-year-old Brian Michael Reaney from Ohio. This story, guys, is just so, so bizarre.
It is. And just what a horrendous thing for the family, you know, to open up the old wounds and have to go through this all over again. I saw a quote from Timothy's aunt who said Timothy's father is devastated all over again. And yeah. What a psychopath to do this. And it's just, I don't know, talk about not doing your research. You're supposed to be 14, but you're 23. Really? That you would think you would just start with the basics. How old should I be if I'm going to impersonate someone?
Yeah, you would think that would be it. And I guess that's what kind of got the attention of law enforcement, is that he looked a little too old to be 14. Now, the family was guardedly optimistic. Of course, in their hearts, they wanted this to be him. They said the aunt of Timothy, Kara Jacob, said she had hoped that this proved to be him. They had always hoped that once Timothy got old enough, that if the family couldn't find him, that he could find the family. So this was sort of an answer to those prayers. And she said it's like reliving that day all over again. His maternal grandmother also said she was devastated. The FBI, for their part, said that law enforcement has not and will not forget Timothy, and that they hope to one day reunite him with his family. In a statement that they sent out, they said, unfortunately, that day will not be today. That was the FBI Louisville Supervisory Special Agent Timothy Beam that released that statement. According to the police chief in Newport, Kentucky, the individual, Brian Michael Reaney, is 23. He's from Ohio. He told police he was Timothy Pitson, who had been reported missing since 2011 when he was last being seen checked out of his Aurora, Illinois school by Amy Pitson. That's the mother who ultimately committed suicide. At the time, Timothy was 6 years old, and the search for him and his mother spanned the region before she was found dead by suicide in a motel room near Rockford. on Thursday in the wake of the DNA test results that proved that this was indeed not Timothy Pitson. Alana Anderson, the maternal grandmother, spoke about the devastation that the family felt all over again. So a really sad story. Prayers going up for this family. The FBI, of course, feeling a little upset. And no one knows the motivation as to what this guy, Brian Reaney, was trying to accomplish. This reminds me of a television show that was on, I think it might have been ABC a couple of years ago. I don't know if you remember that, but it was about a family whose son had gone missing or maybe had disappeared. They always thought he was murdered, and he actually returned. Well, it turned out not to be the son. This almost seems like a page out of a television drama.
Well, and maybe that's where this guy got the idea. You never know. Yeah, if he was in prison watching TV, that could have been, you know, and he knew the local name, Timothy Pitson, so maybe that's where he cooked up the scheme. Now, does this guy go back to jail for impersonating someone?
I don't know. I'm not sure what they're going to do.
He's been arrested, right?
Right, but I guess they'll have to figure out if he can mentally stand a court here, what his motivation actually was,
right,
or if this was some sort of mental break, but incredibly sad circumstances. So that's the story of Timothy Pitson as we continue on the DJV show. Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss and has been for over 20 years. It's all natural, drug and stimulant free. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. You only need to take Calitrin once a day, right before bed. It won't give you the jitters. It won't keep you awake. It won't cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products on the market. So get better sleep, shed pounds with Calitrin. Get your 90-day supply today and get another 90 days free, plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com and use the promo code DJV to start losing weight today.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
The future of printing is here, and so are the savings.
The reinvented HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now at Staples.
They're smart, mobile, and secure,
so you can easily print, scan, and copy remotely from your mobile device.
And now at Staples, save up to 20% on the all-new HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Plus, save up to $50 more in store when you trade in your old printer.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 5/4/19. See store or staples.com/HP OfficeJet Pro to learn more.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I love from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland, and Jesse Smollett is in trouble once again. Jesse Smollett from Empire fame, maybe now most famous for, well, an alleged attack that happened on the streets of Chicago by who he said were two white men wearing MAGA hats. Turns out law enforcement, at least in Chicago, think that it was two men hired by Jesse Smollett to attack him for his own professional gain. Jesse Smollett may have seen felony charges disappear in the last couple of weeks. They were dropped by state prosecutors last week, and his co-star on Empire, Taraji P. Henson, predicting he will return to Empire in the fall, but his legal troubles not quite over yet. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel had sent him a bill to repay Chicago $130,000, roughly, for the cost of the investigation into his alleged attack. Well, the deadline has passed for Jesse Smollett to cut that check for $130,000, and so Mayor Emanuel has said Chicago is now going to sue the actor, which is kind of interesting, ladies, because when they go through this lawsuit, the circumstances surrounding the case will be unsealed. And we may finally learn why the state attorney's office, Kim Fox, is there, why she made those charges disappear, or how they disappeared. Did they go away because she was right, there would have been no prosecution? Or was there some kind of, kind of bowing to the influence of a powerful Hollywood actor? I think we'll learn about that as a civil case unfolds. And who knows if he'll ultimately pay the money, but I think we'll actually get a lot of questions answered, which a lot of people are eager for, I think.
I hope we do get some answers, because the entire country was invested in this case, and it just, there's so much damage that's been done. If he really did fake this attack, which all signs are pointing to, that's what happened. If the fact that he dragged in not only the LGBTQ plus community, he dragged in a Democrat versus Republican argument with the MAGA hat thing, throwing that in the mix. It's just, there's so much at stake. I'm very frustrated by it, and I think so many people in the country are. And to finally have some answers, maybe with the new mayor who just got elected, maybe we'll actually see what really happened. But more than that, what was his mental motivation to do this?
Right.
He was making $100,000 an episode. He was one of the higher paid people on the show. So when the first police chief came out and said, oh, well, he just wanted to get a raise, that's not really true. And there weren't any indications that he even had asked for a raise. So it's not like he asked for a raise and then was denied. That has nothing to do with this attack. And how else? There's so many questions, and I'm just very confused by the whole thing, and I think a lot of people are. And I'm very confused how 16 counts, felony counts, disappears overnight.
Yeah, confused by that. That's the question. And the Chicago police have called for the removal of the state attorney, Kim Fox. Mm-hmm. They gave her a no-confidence vote this past week under Chicago law, and it was made clear in a letter to Smollett that was sent on March 28th. The city can actually seek $390,000. From him. That's three times the original amount plus court and attorney costs. So that $130,000, that bill looked like
he should have paid that.
Yeah, compared to
he should have just said, okay, that sounds like a good deal. Here, I'll pay.
Yeah. That's right. So we'll see how that lawsuit goes. But again, Chicago is really upset. I think not only the whole country, you brought it up, it checks the boxes of homophobia, racism, political violence.
Yep.
It checks a lot of dividing boxes. And Chicago already has so many issues to deal with internally. I don't think that they need this on top of all of what they have, when they have so many crimes that are perpetrated between African-Americans on each other, and you've got corruption and all of this going on in the city. So kind of interesting to see how this will all play out. It is the DJV show at 20 minutes past the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Mark McGrath. Sugar Ray is the band. And I have to admit, loved Mark McGrath. Met him, nice guy, love his music. And you know what? If that makes me a product of the 90s, there I am. Sugar Ray's Mark McGrath getting a lot of attention today, Victoria, because apparently he's made this stunning revelation that he's going deaf. And that's a pretty big deal. And I think a lot of musicians probably struggle with hearing loss. What's the story with him?
Yeah, this is really sad. He said it's years and years of being on the road and being 2 feet behind the cymbals and the drums. He said he can no longer hear high frequencies. And he said when he listens to people and they tell them their names, he said he just can't hear them anymore. And he said this is very scary. Obviously, he's been performing for 20 years. And he said that his job is hearing. And so he has no idea what the future holds. And he said once your hearing goes, that's it. You can't repair it. And he said his doctor has basically told him he needs to wear the in-ears, which look kind of like hearing aids when you see musicians on stage. He said that it's been very hard for him because he grew up in a time where no one wore the in-ears. They just had a stage, you know, a monitor on stage that was blasting the music at them. And so he said that, you know, younger kids now are really lucky because they only use in-ears, which doesn't give you the ambient sounds of the crowd. And he said that's what, for him, he really needs to hear the sounds of the crowd there. But, you know, he said he's starting with one ear at a time using the in-ears. And I remember seeing an interview with Rod Stewart a bunch of years ago, and he said that he would have been deaf at this point, too, if in-ears hadn't come around at a time when he was, like, about to go down the dangerous path of losing his hearing. And we, you know, I think it was last year we did the story about the singer, I'm blanking on his name now, from AC/DC. He's also deaf and can no longer tour, and that's because of just the blasting music every single night. Makes me want to turn my headphones down, to be honest.
I know.
I try to keep my headphones at the lowest volume possible where I can still hear you guys, but yeah, it's scary.
It is really scary, and he's not that old. And Mark McGrath's got to only be in his 40s, I think. So
I think, yeah. Mid to late 40s, maybe?
Probably about that. All right, yeah. Well, good thoughts out to him, and hopefully he'll find at least a way to stop that progression. All right, continuing on at music news on the DJ V Show. This one's kind of funny. Now,
if you weren't deaf before, this will make you deaf.
Yeah, that's a great point, Kara. We just told you not to listen to music loudly or, you know, wear those headphones. But Skrillex is, it's a band, right? Is this Skrillex right
just
now?
Just one guy, like DJ one. Producer.
Okay. Well, apparently Skrillex songs could protect you from mosquitoes during the summer. It'll also protect you from unwanted relatives coming to your house if you blast this music loud enough. What's the story with the scientists that have found this answer now? Away from citronella, you can fight mosquitoes with music.
This is the most bizarre story, but I love it. So they found that apparently the effects of electronic music on female mosquitoes. Now, female mosquitoes are the only ones that bite. And so they tested this on the yellow fever mosquito, which is kind of known as one of the most notorious because it spreads yellow fever and a lot of other diseases. And so they were testing the effects of music on these yellow fever female mosquitoes. And when Skrillex was playing, the females bit less than when the music was off. And so they said the observation that this type of music can delay a mosquito attack and reduce blood feeding is actually something they're going to continue to study now, because they say sound is crucial for the reproduction and survival of many animals, including mosquitoes. So finally, there's a purpose to dubstep music.
So Skrillex produced the Justin Bieber album. So can I just listen to this instead?
Yes.
Will that have the same
effect?
Yeah.
I don't know. You should ask the mosquitoes. You're setting the mood music to keep it from biting. All right, it's the DJ V Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Henry County, Georgia, police confirm a gunman, a 16-year-old, and a pregnant woman all died in a hostage standoff that just ended a few hours ago. Officers say they found them all dead at about 3:30 this morning Eastern inside a home in Stockbridge. The gunman believed to have killed himself, a tragic end to a 15-hour standoff after police had responded to an unknown trouble call yesterday. Two officers were wounded, shot trying to enter the home late last night, but they're expected to recover.
Timothy's father is devastated once again.
That's the aunt of Timothy Pitson, who was 6 when he disappeared in 2011. Now, this week, a man who claimed to be Timothy Pitson has been determined to be an imposter. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here to hold down the fort. And Victoria, music means it's time for a trending story from you. What's going on?
Well, Jane Fonda is trending, and she has come forward with very candid details about her health, including several bouts with cancer that no one really knew about, publicly at least. She says she's on the cover of British Vogue for April, looking stunning at the age of 81.
She does look great.
She really does. She's just beautiful. She said, I've had a lot of cancer. And she said, I get, and then she revealed in the article that in 2016 for the Golden Globes, she chose a gown that was very strategic because she was covering up evidence of recovery from a mastectomy. And I looked up this dress and I remember seeing it. It was a white dress and it had a ton of ruffles all over the bodice and it looked really beautiful on her. But apparently under the, all those ruffles were her bandages that she was recovering from a mastectomy, and she was asked about her diagnosis today, and all she said was that it's an ongoing process, so we hope that that means, you know, it's under control. She also said that being a sun worshiper has resulted in frequent visits to her doctor's office for having, you know, skin cancer removed. She said, when I have a day off now from Grace and Frankie, I frequently go to my skin doctor and have things removed, and She also has said that osteoporosis runs in her family, and it's hereditary, and she has undergone a hip and knee replacements. She's had two knees replaced and a hip replacement. I don't know when she's done all this recovering, but she looks incredible.
She's like bionic.
Yeah, she is. She said your cartilage disappears and then it's bone on bone and then it's just ow. And she said, but we live in a time where you can just get a new one. Then, in kind of a funny twist in the article, she revealed why she was so happy to have her first knee replacement. She said, quote, I was just starting a new relationship and I had to be able to kneel.
So, all right then. I guess that's a good motivation for a knee replacement.
Exactly. So, yeah, way to go, Jane.
Wow. All right, Jane. Thanks for the info.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, this is not the best segue, but I'm going to go to Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax.
Hilarious.
Who wants allegations against him investigated. Remember, just for a refresher, Virginia has had a lot of struggles. Their current governor was thought that he perhaps appeared in blackface or dressed up as a KKK mm-hmm. member. He at first said he was in that picture, then he said he wasn't in that picture, but he had worn blackface and he competed in a Michael Jackson dance-off competition during the 80s. And then people were saying, well, if he has to resign because of that, we'll bring in the lieutenant governor in the state of Virginia, Justin Fairfax. Well, turns out Justin Fairfax has a few sexual assault allegations against him. In fact, two of the victims who have claimed these allegations against Justin Fairfax were on, I think, the morning shows over the past week, like CBS This Morning, perhaps, with Gayle King. And they were talking about what they allege happened to them at the hands of Justin Fairfax. He's been denying them all along. He even said he took a lie detector test that proved he was telling the truth. And now he's called for a multi-state investigation into the sexual assault allegations against him. He held a news conference, and in that news conference, he said the allegations against him were false and that his encounters with the women were consensual. Back in February, these two women accused the lieutenant governor of sexually assaulting them in the early 2000s. He said he directed his attorney to ask prosecutors in Boston and Durham, North Carolina, the two places where the alleged incidents took place, to open investigations into the allegations. He's also offered to answer any and all questions under oath and under penalty of perjury. He's also decided to take another approach to clearing his name. He admitted he submitted to this polygraph test by a nationally respected polygrapher. With regard to allegations of each accuser, he said he passed each of those tests on the first try. He said he's providing the full report of the polygraph expert's report to the public. The accusers have both accepted an offer by Virginia Republicans to testify during a hearing, but they haven't set up a date yet. And Justin Fairfax is not denying that these events happened. What he is claiming is that both of them were consensual and that the women are saying that he forced himself on them. Justin Fairfax is saying that he didn't do that. This is always so hard because you want to believe women, but you also have to give the person, the perpetrator of the alleged crime, a chance to defend himself. And Justin Fairfax has certainly decided that he's going to stay. I think many thought he'd resign and that he's going to fight this one out.
In Virginia, I think, I forget who the third person in the rank was, but Virginia
Attorney General.
Yeah, and then there was something with him, right, with blackface as well?
Yeah, he came out and he was like, FYI, I also had an incident of blackface.
Oh my gosh!
He dressed up, I think, for Halloween as a rapper or something like that in the 80s, so it was something along those lines.
So it's like the top three people in Virginia. Who would even, if all three of them, let's say, were removed from office, who would the fourth in charge be?
Someone in the state legislature. I'm not sure exactly who would go after the attorney general, but it could be someone in the legislature, maybe the head of whatever their local state senate or assembly would be. But it's pretty crazy to see everybody kind of has something. And Justin Fairfax, for a long time, I don't know if this is still the case, was thinking that the Democratic mayor, Ralph Northam, was actually behind this, because he figured with a scandal surrounding the lieutenant governor, people would say, well, competing in blackface in a Michael Jackson contest is probably not that bad. We'll let him stay on the job and he wouldn't be forced to resign. So who knows if any of that is true or if that's just stuff that's happening behind the scenes, but still very bizarre. And Carrie, you live closest to Virginia. Is it, like, what's the deal? What's going on?
What's happening in Virginia?
Well, the thing is, you know, obviously it was a huge deal for a couple weeks, and everyone was talking about it, and everyone was just like, this is such a ridiculous story. And then, as all news stories seem to, it just kind of went away. I don't live in Virginia, so maybe it's still impacting people who live here. I only work here just below the Washington, D.C. border, and then I leave to go back to Maryland. But, yeah, I don't know. Nobody really seems to be talking about it anymore. Even the other employees who work here. Like, I don't hear anyone mention Northam or laugh about it anymore. So, I don't know. I guess they got lucky, and because of the, you know, fast news cycle, people have just kind of moved on a little bit.
Our news cycle now is really at a breakneck pace.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's incredible.
I feel like we talk about, you know, all of these people because we're living in a social media world and anyone can accuse anyone and anyone can say what they want about anyone, that it's hurting all these people's careers. And for some people, that's true. But for a lot of other people, they seem to be kind of benefiting. If they can hold out long enough for a few weeks to pass, then it just seems to kind of go by and people forget about what happened.
It's like the advice is just wait it out, and then Lori Loughlin's dumb daughters will take over all of the headlines. You know, we have so many scandals that keep popping up, and the Jussie Smollett thing, and then the college admissions scandal, and that all happened right after the Virginia scandal. So you're right, Kara. It's just waited out for a few weeks, and somebody else is going to step on their own sword, fall on their own sword.
Worse. Yeah. Exactly right. And things that used to take people down don't anymore. It's kind of interesting. These things would have been probably unrecoverable 10 years ago, but now if you decide to fight and take a stand, it really does kind of work out in your favor. All right, as we continue on the DJV show, coffee and red wine. The ladies and I love both of those things. Well, Victoria, coffee, not so much, but certainly red wine for all of us. And sometimes that leaves your teeth a little stained. Maybe they aren't looking their whitest and brightest. Well, we have a risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. The solution is Power Swabs. It's the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, and it transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Now, we may be hiding behind a microphone and not on television, but having a bright white smile is still important no matter what line of work you're in. People judge you on your smile first and foremost. I was instantly amazed by the results of Power Swab. I don't think twice now about cracking a smile. You don't have to give up coffee. You don't have to give up wine. You can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes with Power Swabs. They're super fast, easy, and hygienist approved. Just snap, swab, and smile. It's that simple. Get Power Swabs today. There's an exclusive offer just for you that's not available online or in stores. So call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Did you know that your eyes can be a window into your overall health? That's right. Looking at the retina or the back of the eye can give doctors a close-up view of your blood vessels and nerves and show signs of diabetes, hypertension, and multiple sclerosis.
MS can sometimes present with an eye condition called optic neuritis. And when optic neuritis is present, your vision is blurry. It might hurt when you move your eye. Your color vision would be reduced on that side, and the pupil wouldn't react as well.
Ophthalmologist Dr. James Garrity says the eyes are also being studied to see if they can also predict dementia.
The retina is the only place in the body where you can actually see blood vessels. So you can infer certain brain conditions on the basis of how their retina and their blood vessels appear.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Flying J.
Pilot Flying J is launching its new app, designed to make travel easier for everyone on the road. Use the app to find Pilot and Flying J locations, check fuel prices, and save money with exclusive daily offers on popular items. Tim from Pilot Flying J.
The app makes traveling easier. Find fresh food and clean restrooms, save 3 cents on gas, and get great deals on snacks and drinks. Traveling in an RV? Check the app to find stops with RV fuel lanes, dump stations, and propane refills. And for professional truck drivers, Pilot Flying J wants to make your day easier. Save time with quick access to roadside assistance, route planning features, parking and sharing reservations, and mobile fueling.
Get a free drink every day in April when you save the exclusive offer in the app and use the app at the time of purchase. Download the Pilot Flying J app today. Standard data and message rates may apply. Terms and conditions apply.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland. The ladies are here with a little bit of political juice. Now, there's been this book, and the book is out or coming out about Barbara Bush. And I know we've talked about it here on the program before, but the ladies and I were just talking about it off air about some of the big revelations from the Barbara Bush biography that is going to be released if it's not already out. And in it, one of the biggest, I think, surprises for many people, especially people who were a little too young to know the political stuff that was going on in the 1980s, Barbara Bush and Nancy Reagan actually had a lot of disdain for each other. There was a real dislike between the two of them. And I know, Victoria, you found a bit of some of the excerpts from the book. What did you find out about this contentious relationship between the, well, former first ladies?
Yeah, and again, like you said, I didn't really know anything about the elder Bush and Reagan, but the new book is called The Matriarch, and it really alleges that Barbara Bush was, I guess, sort of vocal about the fact that Nancy Reagan hated Barbara and George H.W. And she said, quote, "She hated us. I don't know why, but she really hated us." And so the book kind of, I guess, comes up with sort of a theory that Nancy Reagan really just had a lot of issues with Barbara Bush, and that apparently the two women were both kind of similar, which, you know, they were both very strong-willed, and I guess there were some issues there. And so the author alleges that Nancy was disdainful of Barbara for her sturdy figure, her matronly clothes, and her blunt manner, and then Barbara was disdainful of Nancy as brittle and shallow, and as a mother who failed to forge a close or even functional relationship with her children. So we've got mom shaming here. We've got some fat shaming going on. It seems like these two women just really could not get along, so much so that Nancy Reagan even didn't even follow protocol and didn't include Barbara and George H.W. when Charles and Diana were there for a state dinner. And she crossed them off the list.
She crossed them off the list, and there was, like, evidence of her just crossing their names off. So kind of unbelievable. I think they were more alike than they probably wanted to let on, both very protective of their families individually. So kind of interesting. I probably will pick it up, The Matriarch, on the DJV show, 49 minutes past the hour.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day. for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The DJV show, and time for a little bit of car news with our auto expert, Nick Miles. He's got the update on the biggest, well, best-selling cars of the first quarter of 2019. The answer came in at the top might surprise you, that's for sure. But first, what would you do if you had $1 million? Well, that's probably not going to happen, but what if you got a few grand as a tax refund? Is a new car a possibility? Andy Solomon has the story.
Well, it's tax season, and if you're one of the lucky ones waiting on a refund, then the next thing you need to do is figure out what you're going to do with that money. If you're thinking about a new car, then you're in luck. Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, has more.
The first thing to do is to be realistic. The average refund check is around $3,000, and the average new car is about $35,000, so don't bite off more than you can chew. Do your research on the car, find out what insurance premiums will be, and if you need to get financing, get pre-qualified for a loan.
Also, remember to take advantage of the tax time refund deals offered at many dealerships.
Many manufacturers will double your refund check during tax season. Just remember to read the fine print. There will be limitations and not all cars will be eligible. And if a new car is out of your price range, then look for a certified pre-owned or CPO vehicle. Most are late model and backed by a strong warranty. Finally, try to make as large a down payment as possible when financing to limit interest fees.
To learn more, visit autotrader.com.
Nick Miles is our auto expert here on the DJV show. Nick, tell us about these big sales out of the first quarter. There's a new surprise coming in at the top of that list.
There is, absolutely. Always America surprised everybody when you look at those big car sales lists, because it's always been trucks at the top, and it's always been number one has always been the Ford F-150, and number two has always been the Chevy Silverado until now. That suddenly changed yesterday when the sales figures were confirmed, and Ram, for the first time in history with their 1500, jumped into number two. But even more surprising than that, guys, is the fact that this new Ram 1500 has a mild hybrid engine in it to help. It's called a hybrid assist to really help it out of the stop-start situation, so you don't have that horrible stopping at you know, when you go to a stoplight, the engine turns off. A lot of people
don't like that.
So it has the mild hybrid in there, and that means that by the end of this year, the Ram 1500 will be the best-selling hybrid in America. You thought it was a Prius. You were wrong. It'll be a truck. And so they're celebrating doubly this morning just with the fact that they have the number two vehicle and the fact that they're going to have the number one hybrid in the world. Prius sell about 50,000 a year. It looks like they, Ram, are going to sell about 200,000 by the end of the year. So big jump.
Well, if
them.
I could have a Dodge Ram or a Prius, I'd go with that Ram all day long. Come on. That's a fun. That's fun. I like that. All right, Nick.
My kind of car owner.
Give me the truck, please. Now, there was a story that we all followed for a while about this, the Hart family, in which eight members died as their minivan plunged off of a cliff in my home state of California. What have investigators learned from this accident and from the car crash data?
I got a lot of phone calls yesterday of people saying, wait, they got all the data out of the car by the car's black box. When did cars start having black boxes?
Right.
The truth is, cars have had black boxes for quite a while. Certain brands have more black boxes. But, you know, when you do these insurance deals and the insurance company say, hey, we'd like to put a little device in your car to see what your insurance should be, that's what it's doing. The little box is measuring how you drive and deciding whether or not you should get an insurance discount, which, you know, is good and bad, except in Europe, they just passed a law a couple of weeks ago, which is going to allow the black boxes in the car as mandatory. And that means that if you do things like speed in the car might automatically fine you without you having to get a ticket. So there is good and bad. At least we know what happens in bad situations with cars, but I'm not sure I want somebody sitting in my back seat telling me what to do. The other thing that people don't realize is when you plug your cell phone into the car and use things like Apple Android and CarPlay, those things are measuring what you do in your car, and that data is going directly to Apple and directly to Android. So be aware, you're being watched all the time, and it's not
well,
always from the outside of your
car. That's how they get you for congestion pricing, too, right? We've heard about this threat of congestion pricing in big cities across the country. It's all based on what they pull out of that little black box.
They'll get their money out of you somehow.
That's right. Nick Miles, our auto expert on the DJV show. It's 59 minutes past the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.